Blog Talk Radio. Because of the lions shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you good.
All right. Well, Brother Drew, we're going to talk a little about the mind. What is the mind? And this is the most important thing. This is where the beginning started. It all started with the mind. So we're finna get off into some heavy, heavy esoteric knowledge on finding out what a mind is. And the way we do that is everything that's in creation comes up under the 12 laws of nature. And I always ask the question, Brother Drew, is that when the first law of nature is completed, you become alive, only alive physically, meaning that you're still in your subconscious mind. See, the mind goes through five different phases. It goes to unconscious, to subconscious, to conscious, to superconscious, and then finally to the ultimate conscious mind. The ultimate conscious mind will be able, when you become the super, everybody that's listening to us right now, their minds is in a super conscious, Brother Drew, meaning that through reasoning and common sense, the minds can see what we're talking about. It's easy. It's just like you're a new battery. Your mind is refreshed. You done renewed your mind when it becomes a super mind. You're on your way to the ultimate mind of understanding. But the super mind gets you there. For you to understand, it's like a battery go down. It's new, but it goes down. You leave the lights on, and you need a jump started. So once you hear the knowledge, you can automatically understand through reasoning and through, like I tell all of them, you can use this. I tell all of them I graduated from UCS, Brother Drew. And everybody said, we never heard of that college, that university. I said, I know you ain't. I said, because this is a special university that you people taught. And not we, the people, didn't teach at this university. It was you people taught at this university. And then they said, well, what do that CS stand for? I tell them common sense. Goddamn common sense. When your mind gets to a super conscious, it has common sense. You understand what I'm talking about, Brother Drew?
Yeah, Brother, you got common sense.
When your mind gets to super conscious, you have common sense. You have a high stage of common sense, that if it was something that you didn't know, then because and you would hear it, then common sense would tell you that that was more correct than what it was that the other folks was doing in renewing your mind out of the teaching. See, although you conscious or you become conscious, if you become mind become conscious, then it's still you still into some of the rhetorics and the teaching of the oppressor that's against your mind. You're still off into that. You had to come completely out of your mind before you can reach those goals. But once the mind understands that, is that you have to will the mind. So when you become a super conscious mind, you just hear certain knowledge and you can understand it and already. You know when you hear it. So that's what those that understand should understand me today. When you hear what I have to say, I mean, it's just when we break it down and look at it, then we can explain. That's the reason I wanted to teach on this. We taught on this a million times at the Kanaf. What a mind was. Ishmael, he definitely wanted us to know where the mind came from and how your blood was. And where he came from. He definitely would ask you those questions because, see, a mind is a school of thoughts. See, your brain is a great big old computer of matter which holds information. The mind ain't got nothing to do with that. It holds memory of what is buried. We got some. You got some echo going on, Brother Drew.
What happened?
I say I hear some movement. Like.
Oh, okay. Let me put it on mute.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me get it too. Go ahead, Brother.
Yeah. When your mind, what makes we ask ourselves questions? How is the mind made? When do it start? See, you first learn through seeing, hearing, and seeing. We're going in the chronological order, so we won't make no mistakes. Now, I'm doing this off the top of my head, Brother Drew. So I had to have deep concentration on it. You learn first through hearing before you even become where somebody can see you. And that's the first 3 months, start learning in your mama's womb right then. When you get here, you learn through hearing and seeing. And because you have heard and you done seen for 3 years, at the age of 3 years old, if you're normal, Brother Drew, if you're a normal being, you will start imitating what you have seen and heard for this 3 year period of time. You will start imitating the language you have heard for 3 years. This is very important, because the first thing that you will start imitating is the language that you done heard. Now, that's very important, Brother Drew, is because we have to ask ourselves a question. If that ain't your language, and it ain't, and this is the only language that you can speak, well, then the language that you speak, you've been genocized by them. This is what the first thing your mind had to understand when you renewing it, Brother Drew. But if you know how a mind works, you can understand what I'm talking about. See, when the mind can grasp that, what I just said, that the first thing the mind gets and start learning to its fullest capacity is language. And it's a funny thing. When the baby say mama or papa, the whole family goes ape shit over the baby can speak. Have you noticed that, Brother Drew? Brother Drew, you with still? We still together? Yeah.
Yeah, we still on, Brother Watt. I'd have to get up on internet and unmute the phone and it'd take a second or so.
Yeah, see, the whole family is amazed when the babies speak their first word. You get on the phone, you tell everybody else.
Right.
But the first word that baby speak, it's not your language, and it's not your people, and it's not your customs. But you are saying that you are these people. You've been genocided. This is the first thing that the mind had to realize. A person's mind has to realize that what I'm talking about step by step. Well, then this is what you call renew your mind. So for you to understand that, then you would have to know how do the mind work. And once you explain how do the mind work, then you can explain it this to yourself. And common sense tells you. Common sense tells you when you're in a super mind, conscious mind. Most of the people that listen to us, Brother Drew, is in a super conscious mind, because if you ain't in a super conscious mind, you ain't gonna, you gonna do like the creep. You gonna turn off every goddamn thing we say. You ain't gonna understand a damn thing we say. So most of the people that travel to a super conscious mind know that is the key is in the dietary laws of how you, how the mind thinks, and that you can repair your body, which your mind is placed off in. Now, when we use this Christian Bible, Brother Drew, of the knowledge and the teaching of the ancient, well, it's in the Bible, and I laugh sometimes when I know the story and of the ancient, of where we come from and how we got here and what happened to us. I understand all of that at this period in time of my life, but it's amazing how they took the Bible and put the story in now, because, see, the story will start in Genesis, where it says that God, that this God created male and female. Well, this male and female, the story of Amun-Yah, the same story, Brother Drew, but it's in codes that you would have to understand. So what we're going to do is I'm going to translate it into the original out of the people that translated it out of the original. And who these people was the Martians. So the language that we're speaking right now is read from left to right. This is Martian. These, we're speaking the language, Brother Drew, for the people that live on Mars. And we will soon get a visit from them. You'll be here when we get a visit from them, because they sent a colony up there in 1950 of Russians and Americans to colonize with those people, and they've been up there ever since then. 1950, most of us wasn't born. I was born, but I was just, 5 years old. The books to what I just said was in my house, though, Brother Drew. But they didn't have me reading them books of when this shit was going down. See, that's when our mantra is documentation beats all bullshit conversation. But the language we speak is read from left to right. That's how you tell that it was ancient Martian language. The Bible called these people Nephilims, reptilians, Neanderthal, the children of God. These are code names that they put in the Bible of these people. But who were they before? We go in a chronological order. These were the people that invaded the pasture and in the Caucasus Mountain. You have a mind because you was educated by them. I was educated by them. Brother Drew was educated by everybody that's listened to us was educated by them. So how do the mind work after the third generation of someone giving you a mind through a school system, teaching that to you? Well, then you completely genocide. So it only takes 12 years to make a generation of people. So 36 years, you was complete. Meaning that in 1555, when they came over here in 1870, when they gave us their mine, they started their project in 1870. They gave us this mine within, by, 36 years later, completely genocide, Brother Drew, that everybody would think that's being born would think and believe that what they had been taught is correct, including the God and whatever they taught you in school. And we're about the 400 and some generation of people that's been taught that. When you break it down, I forgot to break it down, and I got to do that, break it down in generation. How many generations is it from 1870 to now? That's amazing, because these generations of people is existing right here on Earth as we speak with this mind, thinking that what we was taught in the school system and what we was brought up under of what to eat, what God, what clothes we wear, that belonged to us. That's what made us American. Look how many people that call themselves African Americans, Brother Drew. And African American is only 50 fucking 8 years old. Nobody knows any goddamn thing about an African American until 1960, when Jesse Jackson said, "I'm no longer a Negro man. I'm an African American that's black and proud. I never did become one of them motherfuckers, Brother True. I stayed a Negro that was a colored man taught by you people and was the half-breed son of a field nigga and a house nigga and a highly educated house nigga that thought she was white." That was my mama. So this is the kind of mind, Brother Drew, teaching that I was exposed to. See, your mind is your teaching. School of thoughts. Always remember that about the mind. And you had to have a mind, understand what we're talking about the mind. You should be able to see how this mind works. And after it get into the gene pool, when we study the science of eugenics, after it get into the gene pools, then it's hard to get it out. After a certain period of time, you won't be no more, Brother Drew, because they will breed you completely out. I give you an example. There is no more Algonquins over here. The Algonquin was a nation of people over there. They wasn't a huge nation, but they had over 3 million people in their nation that lived on the East Coast. They made a movie out of them, The Last of the Mohawk. That Iroquois nation of people, completely gone. All that wasn't killed out is bred with the white man. The Creek Nation and Olmec didn't breed with the white man over here. It was the people, the indigenous people that lived on the East Coast that bred with those people. Those tribes of people, of the indigenous people, not us, Brother Drew. Our territory started what they call Alabama, the Creek Nation, and went to where is known as from Alabama to what is known as Houston. That was ours, Alabama, Arkansas, all of these was Creek. Arkansas, Alabama, them is Indians. I'll say, not Indians, but them Indians, I-N-J-U-N, that belong to a nation of people. See, all of them states there, those was the indigenous people that lived there. And your mind had to know this. But if you're not taught this, then your mind can't comprehend, then you believe what white daddy done taught you. So this is very important in renewing your mind. When we go into, look deep into the mind, how mind we finna travel, we finna get out into space now, Brother Drew, because we finna go way back into darkness. Because see, this is how this is how Amon Yah taught me this story that I'm finna go back in the darkness and explain it to you, that we're gonna start with that male and female. Once upon a time, Brother Drew, Amon Yah sit down at a drawing board. And the secret societies all have a drawing board. This knowledge, what we're talking, is esoteric, so it come out of secret. It was hid in a secret society. You see and read in the Bible where God sat down and created you in the image, Brother Zoo, and she told you to go be a nation. So right there is a code word, Brother Drew. That's a compound word, rated, which that's what you're supposed to do, image and nation. In Amon Yah's imagination, she sat down at the drawing board and became the greatest architect known to the world as we speak. That's where you get the great architect in the Masonic Lodge, Brother Drew, called a great architect. And they made a god out of YAH, the secret societies do, because they'll tell you that there was three gods, YAH, BEL, and those was the ancient gods down here. And when you can understand, that's the reason when they say hallelujah, you ask somebody, why you say, ask a Christian, why you say hallelujah? What are you saying, Brother Drew? And what language did it come from when you holler, hallelujah? And you don't even know what you're saying. You're just saying something.
Yeah, I asked them before.
I asked all of them in church Sunday, all the men that I do Bible study with, and my table on Sunday. Sometimes if Calhoun, Brother Calhoun, asked me to come over, I come over to help him out, defend some junk that he be done enlightened, he want me to help. And I asked all of them, what are you saying? you were saying all praises to Yah when you say hallelujah. Well, who in the hell is Yah? That's the next question. It's in your Bible. It tells you this is the God of heaven. But YAH ain't a God. That's an assembly song. That's a female. That's Amun Yah. So you see how they see the at Psalm 68:4 they'll say J A H, but that was translated out of I H out of Y H with the I Y and J doctrine. So our mind knows this because we done studied up on this. We done read up on this shit, Brother Drew. Them years we spent at the Kanafi, and that's how our minds know this, telling you a story that your mind should be able to grasp. So the story goes that in her imagination, she created, in her mind, she wanted to create a nation of people with her mind. Now, that's a little deep. I'll let that sink in. She wanted to create a nation of people in the image of her mind. You can see how she created this, Brother Drew. Let's look and take a deep look. He first created male. Now let's deal with male. Male comes up under the first law of nature. This is when in the early development, without form, without fold or anything, it's voided. This when she's sitting down on the drawing board thinking about how she gonna recreate her mind. She created it first male. Well, let's see what male is. Male is electro energy. Meaning what, Brother Drew? You can't see it. You couldn't see her mind. Not unless you had her mind. You understand what I'm saying, brother? Now, me and you got her mind. Me and you got her mind. We can see her mind. Because she first, and we can explain how she made her mind first to reproduce. What kind of mind she wanted. On this drawing board. You see, a drawing board and a cooling board look the goddamn same. Go draw the drawing board. A cooling board, you know what a cooling board is, don't you, Brother Drew? See, the first board that y'all put on is a drawing board. But a drawing board and the last board that you go on is called a cooling board. So she first designed you on this board. And when you die, you're going to be stretched out on that board still. But your shell, your body that she put the mind in, is on that board, but the mind went back to her if it was her mind. It stayed with the mind that it was with, meaning it would stay with the Martians. Because you and I speak the language of the Martian. We have the knowledge of the Martian. We've been taught by the Martians who, when we trace their history, they didn't hide their history from us. 50,000 years ago, when the Martians bred it with Japheth's children in the northern hemisphere, they had a half-breed, a mutation, which is called a Neanderthal. And he went through certain stages until he became mankind through breeding. That's what the word germanic means. breeding with each other. Mamas, daughters, sisters, and brothers. Just like the dogs do. That's when the dog is their best friend. And Brother Drew, I seen something that I had never noticed when my uncle used to breed dogs for the prison that's right out from Crockett. He used to breed bloodhounds.
Uh-huh.
But I noticed something. I was out the butler's yesterday, and I was sitting out on the porch, and one of his dogs is in heat, and he breeds his dogs with the male, and they was in the pen. And I noticed something, Bro Drew. I got to tell you. So I noticed something about these two dogs just sitting there noticing them, how they was acting. Cause Bulla had hit me. He said, "Man, watch these damn dogs, meet." He said, "Man, they when this he called Fudge, when Fudge get in heat, watch how old Buck look, act. Watch the habit of what they do." And Brother Drew, it's amazing that I sit there and watch this dog, this rock, what you call it, rock wall or whatever he is. This old Fudge, the male one, he would lick the female. He would lick her butt. He would lick her butt over and over and over and over. In other words, he was licking that puss. And as he would lick, her thing would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And then he would mount her. But he first eat it first. That's what we call it. So that's the reason a dog is a... I said that to say this. A dog is a... is the white man's best friend, and he got all his habits from looking at a dog.
You still on, Brother Walker? I think we lost Brother Walker for a second. We'll hold on, see if he called back in. Just a second, let me see if I can find my line.
Shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Every chain, the conquering lion. Yeah.
freedom time, y'all. Freedom time, y'all. Freedom time. Get free.
All right, y'all, look like Brother DeWater phone might have went dead, so I guess we'll just call it a day and pick up next week. All right, come out of y'all.